Now, this year so far and last year, we've seen periods of extreme weather all over the globe, including flooding across Britain. And we'll be discussing more about that in the rest of the show. And it was appropriate then that University of Illinois scientist Don Wibbles, who won the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize alongside Al Gore for his work on global warming, was in Cambridge this week to talk to some collaborators about the subject of climate.
The climate is changing worldwide, climate being the long-term variations in weather, of course. But it's much more than that. The fact that changes are occurring because of human activities are becoming clearer and clearer over time. We now are beginning to even talk about that dangerous climate change isn't just going to happen in the future, it's happening now.
Just summarize for us what the big changes are. What are we seeing and where?
So we're seeing overall long-term changes in temperature. We're seeing relatively small changes overall in precipitation, some places getting drier, some places getting wetter, but it's much more than that. It's just concern about severe weather, where we're seeing much more concern about heat waves, less cold waves overall. We're also seeing more precipitation coming as much larger events than in the past.
What do we think the drivers of this are?
The analysis are very clear that you cannot explain these long-term changes we're seeing as being due to natural causes. The only thing that really is able to explain the observed changes is the fact that because of our burning of fossil fuels, other human-induced changes in our planet, that we're increasing the amount of carbon dioxide, the amount of methane, the amount of some other key gases. And those gases, so happen, are very important to life on Earth in the first place, because without those gases, we wouldn't have life here as we know it. This would be a frozen planet. So having those greenhouse gases is really important. The problem is because of human activities, is we're increasing the amount of those greenhouse gases substantially. The amount of carbon dioxide, for example, has increased from about 280 parts per million to over 400 parts per million, and it continues to increase, and that's driving changes. And we haven't seen levels of carbon dioxide in the Earth's atmosphere of that size for over 2 million years.
Do we know what the weather was like 2 million years ago, when it was that high?
We don't totally know what the weather was, but we do know that it was a much, much warmer climate on this planet at that time than it is now. Places like Antarctica and Greenland were without ice, you know, much higher sea levels. You know, we may not be worried about what's going to happen over the next several thousand years, but we certainly should be concerned about what's going to happen over this century when these changes in climate are going to be affecting our children and our grandchildren.
Now, obviously, 2 million years ago, there were early pre-humans around, but they certainly weren't emitting CO2 the way that we modern humans are now. So where did the CO2 that was in the atmosphere and at high level then come from?
Yeah, it's thought those high levels of carbon dioxide actually came from outgassing from very large volcanoes. Current volcanic eruptions have very small effects on the amount of CO2 in the atmosphere, much, much less than human amount, and really do not contribute to the increase that we're seeing now.
And what about the severe weather manifestations that we're now seeing, potentially linked to this? Why do we get more severe weather when the CO2 in the atmosphere rises?
Some aspects of it we understand pretty well. We know, for example, as the temperature is increasing, that a warmer atmosphere can hold more water vapor. And so that additional water vapor is then available for precipitation. In addition, there's just more overall energy in the entire Earth system because of this increases in these gases. It's just, you know, overall trapping more energy into the Earth. So we expect things like more precipitation coming as larger events. But also, analyses are tending to show that some very large events like hurricanes are likely to be more intense in the future. Right now, we can't say much about the number, but the intensity is likely to be larger.
What about time scale? When should I consider moving further from the coast?
Well, the big concern of the coast particularly are going to be the increase in sea level and storm surge. The projections over this century are something like 20 to 80 centimeters by IPCC. I think in the National Climate Assessment, we were a little bit more generous and said it could be as much as a meter. You know, none of that's going to happen soon, but we are seeing an acceleration in the rate of sea level rise. You know, I think you clearly have several decades available to you to still live near the coast, but after the next few decades or so, you may get concerned.
Climate change expert and Nobel Prize winner Don Wibbles.
And if you'd like to follow up on the stories we've just been discussing, there are references and transcripts for these news items on our website, which is at nakedscientists.com/news.
And don't forget our quiz this week. We're asking you, if the ice at the North Pole melted owing to the kind of climate change that Don Wibbles was discussing, then what would it do to global sea levels? If you have any thoughts or you have any comments, questions or feedback for us here on the programme, tweet at Naked Scientists, or you can email Chris at thenakedscientists.com.